USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Indian rescue crews continue to search for trapped victims after part of a glacier in the Himalayas broke off Sunday morning that slammed into two hydroelectric plants. At least 9 people were killed and 140 were missing when the Nanda Devi Glacier snapped. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's corruption trial resumed on Monday, with his lawyers giving their formal response to the indictment. The trial resumes 43 days before Israel is due to hold its fourth election in 2 years. George Shultz, the U.S. Secretary of State who survived bitter infighting in President Ronald Reagan's administration to help forge a new era in American-Soviet relations and bring on the end of the Cold War, died Saturday at the age of 100 in Stanford, California. Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady won his 7th championship on Sunday in a dominating 31-9 performance against the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 55. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The GOP in Wyoming is leveling harsh charges against their representative, Liz Cheney. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
The Wyoming Republican Party has voted to censure Representative Cheney and called for her resignation. The third highest ranking member of House Republican leadership tells Fox News Sunday she is not going to resign.
Our most important duty is to the Constitution. And as I've explained and will continue to explain, the oath that I took to the Constitution compelled me to vote for impeachment, and it doesn't bend to partisanship. It doesn't bend to political pressure.
She also said there are some false assumptions making the rounds.
People in the party are mistaken. They believe that BLM and Antifa were behind what happened here at the Capitol. That's just simply not the case. It's not true.
Cheney says there's a lot of work to do to regain trust in the party because
people have been lied to.
From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Cheney is the daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
It's been an amazing year. Amazing year. We got off to a good start, 7-2, and then had a little rough stretch where we kind of found our identity and played a lot better football down last December, January. And just really proud of all the guys, proud of all the coaches, the effort we put in. We knew we were playing a great football team tonight, and we got the job done. So you want to get this far, you got to get the job done, and we did it.
Tom Brady completed 21 of 29 passes for 201 yards and 3 touchdowns in the Buccaneers' 31-9 win over the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 55 Sunday night, Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay, Florida.
I think everybody, you know, believed we could win. So, that, you know, I think through the last, really all year we believed in ourselves. Our coaches believed in us. We believed in ourselves. And, again, we were going up against a great team tonight and just happy we got the job done.
Brady, the oldest player to ever play in a Super Bowl, came away with his 7th championship, surpassing the Pittsburgh Steelers and New England Patriots for the most Super Bowl wins in NFL history.
You know, big time players making big time plays. So just love what they did, what they added to the team. You know, Gronk's an unbelievable player, teammate, talent, work ethic, commitment. And AB is just, since he got here, he's just done everything the right way. So impressed by him, proud of him. Takes a lot of people for us to get to this point. And, you know, we all have great support systems in place. And I think everyone should be celebrating them tonight.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.